hose up to the ceiling, that'd be the what?
Well, the general term is always here, stove pipe.
No, what about part of it that's outside, what would that be?
That'd be the chimney.
That's the chimney. Where does the flue come in?
That comes in where the pipe enters into the chimney from the inward position of your stove.
I see. What is this, what do you call this thing that a lot of people have in their yards, use for yard work to carry things in, has long handles and a...
Wheelbarrow?
Have you ever heard that called thing in the name? Have you ever heard of a Georgia buggy? If you had an axe, let's say, and you wanted to put an edge on it, what would you use to sharpen it?
File.
File? Will a file put a fine edge on it?
Well, yeah. It'll put a finer edge on it than the emery rock, which we use on an electric grinder. Get it down, and if you want a fine edge on it, then you take file, and that'd be the last process.
Have you ever heard of a grindstone?
Yeah, but that's past my time. I can't recall having used it. Maybe I've seen it, but not recently.
But what about a wet rock or a wet stone?
That's sharp knife.
About
small.
Hand size? What's the name that you use for that four-wheel motorized vehicle that you drive around?
Automobile.
You ever see anything else?
Maybe a car.
You mentioned a minute ago having to grease something. If you say that substance got on your hands, you'd say that your hands were greasy. And when you go to the service station, when you ask the attendant to check under your hood, he might check the
oil or water.
What's the substance that people used to burn in lamps before?
Kerosene.
Kerosene. Have you ever heard that called?
Well, it used to be called coal oil.
Have you ever heard of making a temporary lamp, say out of bottles of kerosene
pieces? Yeah, well, I've heard of them. But we call them Molotov cocktails.
Explosives?
Not just to make them.
But you haven't heard anything like
kerosene.
Just to get lined.
Mm-hmm. Too dangerous.
Have you ever heard of the term flambeau?
You'll find that in Louisiana.
What about the inside of a tire that inflates? You call that the inner tube. And if you just purchased a boat and you were going to try it out, you would take it down to the water and put it in the water. What do you call the process of putting the boat in the water?
Launch
the boat. What do you call the type of boat that you have to use?
Oar tide.
Have you ever heard that type of boat called by any other name?
No, maybe paddle.
Paddle?
Some of them use paddles. Some people may use a term paddle for oar.
What about the boat itself that's being over, that you have to over? You wouldn't call it a motorboat, but
Well, you have so many different type boats in this part of the country. You have the reel for the lake type, flat boat, a canoe, or a john boat, flat bottom boat. Such as that, there are so many different types.
So type depends
on all depends upon the type of construction. Bow boat, the type of construction would pertain to that one type of boat.
Say a rowboat that's flattened on both ends. Would that have
that'd be more or less a john boat.
You got to have a flat bottom or just
flat bottom?
Let's say if your wife